Very good, Rick. I take it you have a maybe have a hotspot. I didn't invest in it. I didn't want to invest any more money in the hobby, per se. But I guess if you're, you know, not venturing off or don't plan on it into HF, that may be a route to go. And I didn't want to spend the money to invest in that, because I don't believe everybody's there. You might find some, small groups or chat groups, but I can find that through Zello. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Zello, Z-E-L-L-O. It's an app, and it's free, and then I can get into the East Coast and all that stuff. But I'm not going to invest in that in a hot spot. I might have been more interested if some people had it and they would come up alongside and say, "Hey, I can, you know, all you got to do is get it. I can help you set it up." And sometimes people need that. You know, I mean, I could probably figure it out, but do I really want to do it? I think sometimes the amateur radio community is lacking that area. The acronym for the word HAM, H Hotel Alpha Mike, it means help all mankind, especially your own. But a lot of operators are only into the doing what they can for themselves, or they're in a little niche or a little group, and they won't venture out that. And to me, that's not a good operator. There's a lot of people that want to get in the hobby, or they get on a repeater and they're not welcomed, because I've seen that. And I try to listen in the area to Clarkson repeater. Once in a while, I'll capture somebody like that and welcome them into the hobby. But there's a lot of operators that just don't have that courtesy, and unfortunately, maybe they figure that's why the hobby is you know, slowly growing, but it's not growing like it should. This is W8VIJ Echo Link.